Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. We are here to build the kingdom of God, not just in our own strength, but alongside those our Heavenly Father has placed in our lives. We need to remember that nothing could ever separate us from the love and faithfulness of our Lord. This will help us to build walls of faith that will sustain us during difficult times. And as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our chief cornerstone, let's trust Him for a heart of wisdom and gratitude. Let's use words that build strong foundations in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Our scripture for today is from Ephesians 2 verses 20 to 22. Here is Tracy.
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
So let us be determined this week to work together in unity as God's family. Jesus commanded us to join arms and work together towards the advancement of God's kingdom here on earth. May we ask the Holy Spirit to show us where and how to build strong kingdom foundations based on the detailed instructions of our Master Architect, Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. And let us build walls of faith. Jesus taught us about the importance of faith, the size of a mustard seed, and how, when we have faith, even if it's just a little, God can show up in big ways for us. At some point in life, we all face some difficulties, but it's typically through these hard seasons that God refines us and draws us closer to Him. Our trials present opportunities to build our faith and dependence on God. Our experiences provide hope for other people's stories. Do you believe that God can use you, your talents, and even your difficulties to help you grow a heart of wisdom and gratitude and to ultimately be a blessing to those around you? And may we maintain a heavenly perspective. Our Father God is the only true constant in our lives. He is our rock and our solid foundation. We can trust Him without doubt. He is for us and He is with us. In and through Him, we have hope and life in abundance. May we be encouraged to speak words of life and hope. May we use our words to declare God's truths straight from His Word over our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Here is Willem to declare some truths from God's Word over our lives.
You are accepted and child of God. As a disciple, you are a friend of Jesus Christ. You are justified. You have been bought with a price and you belong to God. You are a member of Christ's body and you have been chosen and adopted as a child of God. You have been redeemed and forgiven, and you have direct access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. You are free from condemnation, and we are sure that God does all good works for us in all circumstances because we love Him, and we cannot be separated from the love of God. You have been established, anointed, and sealed by God. You are hidden with Christ in God. God will complete the good work in you, which He has started. God has given us a spirit, not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You are born of God, and the evil one cannot touch you. You are the branch of Jesus Christ, who is the true vine, and you live from His life. You have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. You are seated with Jesus Christ in the heavenly realm. You may approach God with freedom and with confidence, and you are God's workmanship.
So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, putting our hope in Him as our sure foundation and following His instructions as we grow and build our faith. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, I want to thank you so much for this time. I appreciate the way that you've taken care of each and every one of us. Whenever we have gone through trials and through pain, and that you've held us together and that you've made us believe that in all that we are going through, you are still in control. It is difficult to understand everything, but we just want to accept that you are God and there are some things that we may never know on this side of heaven. So I pray that, Lord, you may just give us patience. Help us to be joyful in times of trial. Help us to believe that you know what is going on and that you're making us better.
Father, we thank you for that mustard seed that you've planted in us. And we promise to nurture and grow our mustard seeds so that they may produce their own seeds to be handed out to others. We will continue to spread your word and your good news through our testimonies of your greatness.
Our Father, forgive us where we whispered. Forgive us where we were quiet. You know what we're going through. You know where our hearts are. But I ask you to help us to take authority, to grow our voices, to get our voices back so that we can go out and we can shout from the mountains and from the rooftops that you are King and that we can bring hope in this time where there is often no hope, that we can share love and that we can inspire people and that people can feel you, feel your love, and that people can be fulfilled and that we can become a choir that will sing so that the whole universe will come to a standstill and say, you are God.
Father God, because I know with every fiber of my being that you are God, that I can pray the following truthfully and in absolute awe of your glory and your majesty. Like you said in Romans, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor power nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, please help us to move our minds and our hearts back to you so we can hear what you have to say about us.
Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you so much that you have sent Jesus, that Jesus is our cornerstone. And there's no foundation that will crumble with him as our cornerstone. Father, thank you for this encouragement and reminder that no matter what happens during our day, when we are walking the way you want us to walk, we are helping others. We are being a firm foundation for other Christian brothers and sisters. And Father, thank you for that encouragement so that on those days where we feel discouraged, when we think, Lord, how even are we doing anything for you? That's not for us to always know, that if we're continuing to walk, helping those in need, giving a smile, even if we don't feel it, Lord, we're building that foundation. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us to see that we are a unified people. We are the family of God, Lord, and we thank you for that. There is no other family that we would rather be a part of. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.